Bezras Hashem, our first halacha topic from Daf Nun Ches is the mitzvah of making a bracha of Shechiyanu when seeing one's friend after 30 days, and Mechaye Mesim. The Gemara, in a list, a fascinating list of different brachos, beautiful brachos, often not said, but nevertheless beautiful brachos on Daf Nun Ches Amabez, that a person should make. One of them on the list is from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, 20 lines in to the wide. Haroz chaver lacha shoshim yom or baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giron zman hazeh lacha yud beis chodesh omer baruch mechayim meisim. This is actually found in Shulchan Aruch, despite the fact there might be many people out there listening who will say that they've never made this bracha in their life, but that is how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Of course, you can't stop now the shir, because you got to wait till the end for the halacha lemaisa. But in Shulchan Aruch, Roish Chaf Hey Aleph, Haroz Chaver Lachar Shoshim Yom Omer Shechiyanu, V'achid V'eschosh V'vach Mechai Meisim. And then there's an addition in the Shulchan Aruch, which is found in the Bali Tosos. V'hu Shechaviv Alav Harbe V'sameach B'riyaso. And Tosos already says, you can see Tosos on the page on Chesam Abeis, that Tosos mentions this as well. And that is, the only time you make either of these brachos is only if there is a real joy in seeing that person. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat and Aleph that also in our daf we have the bracha for Chachmei Yisrael, which requires a separate treatment, which is found in Reish Chav Dal Tzivav, Shecholak Mechachmasa Lireyav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if one is making that bracha, if one hasn't seen that Talmud Chacham in 30 days, one should also make the bracha of Shechiyanu. Even those who have seen individuals make Shechal Chachmasa Lireyav on Gedolei Torah. It's well known that some people do that when they see Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. I've been Zoche, see that done by someone who's actually a very dramatic moment. I was learning with Rav Nevinzal in a room. Usually we learn in the Beis Medrash in Tivari, but that day there was something going on in the Beis Medrash, and we were learning in a small, quiet room, and all of a sudden a man opened up the door, and he looked at Rav Nevinzal and blurted out, the bracha. It was a very beautiful moment. Also watching Rav Nevinzal's reaction, that's for another time. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the halacha is that in such a case, l'chura, one should also make the bracha of Shechiyanu. Of course, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch had said that if it's 12 months, so then in such a case you make the bracha Mechayim Mesim. Why the bracha of Mechayim Mesim? So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Marsha as giving a very, very powerful reason. This daf for the cycle of Tavshin Ayin Gimel will actually be learned, if I'm not mistaken, before Hoshana Rabbah, I think even before Sukkot, and I am recording this already in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And here the lesson is very, very, very powerful. We should shudder. I shuddered when I first saw this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why I make the bracha Mechayim Mesim, if you haven't seen your friend in a year, there was no way you would know that he was going to be around next year. We don't know that anybody is going to be around next year. On Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur, Rosh Hashanah Yichaseimun, V'yom Tzom Kippur Yichaseimun, and then Al Pi Kabbalah, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is the giving of the Kvittel. So then in such a case, until that moment, we don't know who's Mi Yechiyah, or Chas V'Chalil Mi Yomus. And therefore, if you haven't seen your friend in 12 months, so then you're making the bracha of Mechayim Mesim, because it could have very well been that he would have been judged Chas V'Chalila L'Misa on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, says the Mishnah Berurah from the Marsha. That's why we make the bracha of Mechayim Mesim. There might be other interpretations, but this is the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah. Bottom line. Simple reading, a friend that is a Chaviv Harbe V'Sameach B'Riyaso, you would make the bracha of Shechiyon Mechayim Mesim. I have almost never seen it. I think I once saw Rav Aaron Bina, the Rosh Yeshiva Netiv Arye, make it a bracha on one of my friends who I had gone to yeshiva with. It was a Talmud of his, a friend of mine, Rafi Lipner. I believe he had made the bracha Shema Malchus, but it is not very common at all. As I was thinking about the halachos, I thought of the following problem, and I was thrilled to see that our grand Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, explained that the minug for us not to make the bracha is based on the following reason. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, quoted in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo, Perichov Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, Bizmanenu Ein The custom is not to make the bracha of Shechianu. V'yitachin sha'atamu. It's possible that the reason is kiyun shebracha zu noheges rakimu ba'emes sameach bo. It only applies if you really rejoice. V'im kein bizmameinu yeshlochuch shemipnei hanimus omipnei pachto mi'ir zeshiro yivarek b'riyaso. Now, if people generally would make the bracha of Shechianu, then I would feel the pressure to make the bracha, even if I am not necessarily feeling the simcha. And again, according to Tosis' definition, he needs to be chavero chaviv alav. And what happens if this fellow expects me to react as that he's chaviv alai, but I don't necessarily feel that way? I would feel the pressure, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, either because of politeness or because of fear of that individual to make the bracha, and that will be a bracha Levatala. Concludes Reb Shlomo Zalman, Shum kachay mevarchin ki miya omer zechisi mechanufa umimorim basar vadam. This is one of Reb Shlomo Zalman's themes that he would come back to, even as we see in Piskei Halacha, is who could be confident to say that he's not being guilty of chanifa and just fear of a person, and for that reason we have gone to the other extreme and been mevatel in many instances the bracha of Shechianu and Mechaye Mesim. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman concludes that there are exceptions to the rule where a person does not have to be worried at all. And he gives the following example. If Chas v'Chalila, someone was in a war and they come out of it, and their family and friends have a tremendous simcha to see them again, if it's within 30 days in such a case, you would make a Shechianu, as well as after a year, then the bracha would be a bracha mechaye meisim. Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests that if a person is feeling a significant amount of simcha because he is seeing somebody and he wants to make the bracha, then what he suggested was to buy a new fruit and then make a bracha Shechianu and have that in mind. And that is what it's recorded in Sefer Alichu Shlomo in the Orchos Halacha section on that above Halacha. That is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach did when his son-in-law and daughter who lived in Chutz Laretz came every once in a while to visit him, as well as when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky came to visit. This was what he did as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman would also say that Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap had a son who used to come from America every once in a while. There were many years that he had not seen that son. If I'm not mistaken, this is from the family of Rav Zvulun Charlap, former dean of Reitz, that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap would make the bracha with a tremendous hislavus and simcha to be able to see someone who he hadn't seen for a long time. And Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to have been saying this over as a legitimate time where the above shilas that he had mentioned did not apply. So what emerges from the above discussion is that the minhag is generally not to do it, and we have Rav Shlomo Zalman's beautiful hesber, and of course there are exceptions, as we mentioned before, because at the end of the day, Rav Yeshua ben Levi did teach us that an appropriate reaction to such a simcha would be a big Shechianu. Interestingly, the Stipler in Archas Rabbeinu also pointed out that there are many reasons that today that it would not apply because of the ability to communicate with phones, as well as raised earlier by the poskim, Mishabura in Sifkatan Bays, that it could be if they're already passing letters, sending letters back and forth, then that simcha is not as great. This Beis Hashem concludes the first topic of Birchas Haroes Chaveiro for Daf Nun Ches. Our second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, from Daf Nun Ches, is the nature of the chiyuv of Birchas Re'iyah. How far does a person have to go vis-a-vis Birchas Re'iyah? And how does that apply to the chiyuv for a person going to do Birchas Re'iyah of Kiddush Levana? The Sefer Mekor Chaim of the Chavas Yoren Simen Reish Chuf Tes, he raises the following question. And that is, does a person need to stop their learning? Is he supposed to stop their learning when there is a rainbow outside to make the bracha of Zohar Bris Nema Barisa V'Kayim B'Ma'amaro? And in general, one could ask this in regards to all brachos. Does a berchas re'iyah? Does a person need to stop their learning? Is there a chiyuv for an individual to make a berchas re'iyah? The Avisyar astutely points out that the Maharsha, in a one-line comment on our daf, dealt with that problem. The Gemara Nun Ches Amid Aleph had told us that we should run and see Malchei Yisrael as well as Malchei Akum, to be zochet to see, when it comes to Malchei Akum, to be zochet to see the difference between Malchei Akum and Malchei Yisrael, and in those cases, you're going to make a bracha. Points out the Maharsha, the Gemara needs to tell us that there's a chiyuv, because otherwise, there's no chiyuv to make stam a birchas haroa. Independently, there isn't a chiyuv of birchas haroa. However, the Gemara says, to be able to appreciate the difference between Malchei Akum and Malchei Yisrael, so then a person should interrupt their learning. Based on this, says the Makar, the Chavis Yar, in a Sefer Makar Chaim, that the halacha would be that someone should interrupt their learning only if Chazal had given a reason. If Chazal said that for this reason, you're supposed to interrupt. However, when it comes to a bracha on a rainbow, if you don't see it, you don't have to interrupt to go and see it, and presumably then, according to Chavis Yar, it's probably more significant to sit and continue learning, because Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and you don't need to put yourself into the position to be mechayiv for a bracha. The Makar Chaim, the Chavis Yar, asks a question on himself. If that's so, then how will he explain Kiddush Levana? That when it comes to Kiddush Levana, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. As we say in Kiddush Levana, Chayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Shechina Pamachas Bechodesh, that Birchas Halvana is equated with a chiyuv of going to be mekabel the panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tzior points out that the obvious answer is that this is different. That Kiddush Levana, because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, hence it's different than every other Birchas Haroa. This is all quoted very succinctly in the HaMasifta edition of Pnine Halacha, and they quote a biography of the Chazon Ish called Maisa Ish, where he disagreed with the assessment of Rabbi Zal Meltzer, who dealt with a Magen Avram at the beginning of Tav Chav Vav, which is also quoted by the Mishnah Brura, that discusses that Kiddush Levana could very well be a mitzvah sase shazman grama, to which Rabbi Zalman had argued, no, it's not a mitzvah sase shazman grama. There isn't a chiyuv of Kiddush Levana. Rather, it's a birchas haroa, and you cannot say that men and women would be any different. However, the Chazon Ish disagreed. Chazon Ish took the position of the Chavis Yar and said that Birchas Levana is not, Kiddush Levana is not a regular Birchas Haroa, and for that reason, the poskim call it a mitzvah saseh shezman groma, even though the lomdus of Rabbi Zalman can stand, but the Chazon Ish, the Magid Avram, and the Mishnah Brura all assume that even though one could argue it's a Birchas Haroa, but from the Lashon and the Gemara and Sanhedrin of equating Kiddush Levana to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina puts Kiddush Levana in a different realm and different than every other Birchas Haroa, and one would be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Kiddush Levana, but not for other Birchas Haroa. This concludes the Halacha section from Daf Nun Ches.